Let's just quickly say that before you got into the Coney business full-time, you went to Central High School and you went to college at TU. A lot of people probably don't know that you are musical. You started playing which instrument?
Well, I was started on violin probably about the age of four. I've been at this for some time. We were very fortunate to have Tosca Berger Kramer. I don't know if you've heard of her, Dr. Kramer. She was once also a principal conductor of the symphony before it became the Philharmonic. The Philharmonic came into being in 1948, at which time she was able to be the first chair violinist. That was the time when H. Arthur Brown started the orchestra here.
You played in the Tulsa Philharmonic, the viola.
Viola from 1948, from the very first concert. I was there from 48 to 65. In the meantime, we had two other great conductors. Vladimir Goldschmidt from St. Louis. Marco Arturi was also there.
You were an accomplished musician into college?
Well, yes, I also had a half scholarship by playing in the orchestra at the school. For the year, for 16, 17 hours, I think I was paying $150. And that's what I was doing while I was teaching also. I was with the opera orchestra. I was with the ballet orchestra. I was with the Philharmonic. I was with groups that would play for institutions that had to do with older people. There was a number of things that we did. Plus, I was working at the store. In other words, four or five jobs, plus teaching.
At Cleveland?
At Cleveland Junior.
And you were teaching instruments then?
Oh, yeah. I had my degree in instrumental music.
You also took some time out, and you went and enlisted in the Army.
Yes, I went in as a corporal with 5 years, which was the equivalent of a sergeant. Finally, I did leave as a sergeant.
In 50?
July 55.
Why did you go in 55? We weren't in
No, but I had just gotten out of school and just wanted to have a good opportunity because I had also heard that the Army had a great symphony orchestra of its own, which is unbelievable to some people today. These people were from conservatories, from the universities. We had, at that time, three doctorates for music. We had an exceptional group of people there, and we still meet on occasions.
You played with the Army Symphony.
It was called the 7th Army Symphony Orchestra.
7th Army Symphony Orchestra mm-hmm. for a couple of years?
18 months, 150 concerts.
And you were stationed?
Stuttgart. But when you say stationed, that was really just a temporary thing. We were constantly moving around, constantly.
And representing our country.
To show them that there's a little bit different view of the American soldier than what you had seen previously.
You played throughout Germany?
East Germany, Holland. We played France twice. We went to Greece.
To go back to Greece for you had to be a special feeling.
That was really fantastic because I also was a translator. And then all of a sudden when I got over there, I thought I spoke very good Greek, which I did. But when it came to very specific words, I had to do some looking up. For instance, the word truck. I had never used the word truck in conversation. So my Greek became even better.
When you went back with the 7th Army Symphony to Greece, did you come anywhere near the villages where your parents came from?
No, but I did go.
To their villages?
Absolutely. We went as far as Thessalonica. There was a cousin there that I took a train and visited. We were also housed at the American Agricultural Institution. It was very interesting because they had bought the worst possible land that they could find to show the people, no matter what you buy, if you know how to use it and you know how to take care of it, you're going to grow a great crop. That's exactly what they did. And there were a lot of people from Greece always attending that. And we were very happy to be there. Then we did Patras. We had a concert there. We had a concert in the port city of Athens, which is Piraeus, also in Athens twice. We moved around, and we had a great time also.
The book was written about that experience. I saw where there was a gentleman who was a conductor. His name was Bill Adler.
Yes. They decided to make a symphony orchestra, but the problem is they didn't have anybody to really head it up and to really pick out the people that were needed, the quality of people that they needed. So they found Mr. Adler, and he was instrumental in going around to, I hate to use the word, raid all the bands and get all the best players. But he did. Then they also started to audition people from these conservatories and universities in the United States. I did an audition in Arkansas with one of the band directors. He said, okay, but the true audition was in Stuttgart. I was pretty lucky to get in because at that particular moment there were 10 violas, which is a massive amount of violas, and two of us coming in. I didn't have any music. He had just finished playing Bach's second one for viola, and I said, can I use your music? I did the same thing. Apparently, somebody had said to them, listen, we're losing two or three people in about another month. We better keep them. So they kept us.
I brought up Bill Adler's name because he was Jewish. In Germany, he had to leave that country. And then for him to come back as a musician heading up this orchestra in Germany, I'm sure all of you felt the strong significance of that.
One of the big things that we were supposed to do was show the German public a good side of the United States. Not only that, but we were able to have continually, our concerts were free. I'm going to use the word sold out. Sold out concerts everywhere, except one concert. There was only 16 people there. What happened was the Russians came into Hungary. That day, nobody showed up except 16. And there was a little bit of discussion. Should we play the concert? Should we not play the concert? There's only 16 people out there. What should we do? And it finally came down to somebody saying, for the sake of the 16, let's play the concert. And we played.
Weren't some of your concerts so overflowing that people would stand outside?
Stand in the aisles.
In one concert, they stood outside and it began to rain. And they stayed anyway, despite the rain, just to hear the United States 7th Army Symphony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was quite exciting.
You were very fortunate to have that experience.
And to have it at that time.
Yeah. And you were obviously very accomplished.